What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Lived Inspired Podcast. Today I talk about what is better for fat loss, weight training, or cardio. Let's find out. What is going on, you beautiful people? So it is hump day, aka the midday of the week, Wednesday. So today we're going to talk about pretty much what is better, weight training versus cardio. So I think I titled the thing over wrong over here. So with that being said, weight training versus cardio, what is better for fat loss? Now, to understand kind of fat loss itself, it kind of comes down to, you know, the like more calories burn itself up between the two. So whatever burns more calories itself is going to help you burn more fat. That's kind of simplest mistake in that side of things. Ultimately, in the day, we have to be in the calorie deficit, right? And obviously, we know by now that it's going to come from your diet mostly. But this extra activity is going to help burn more calories, which is going to help you lose more fat. So with that being said, weight training versus cardio, what is better for fat loss? So in a cardio kind of sense itself, you're going to burn more calories on a minute-for-minute basis. Like, just say you did like an hour of cardio itself, assuming that you're not just kind of walking and just like, you know, kind of going at a very low intensity. You're going to go burn more calories, let's just say probably like 450 kind of calories itself in the hour versus a weightlifting session, which kind of average weightlifting session burning calories is about like 250, kind of 350. So on a minute for minute basis, you're going to burn more calories doing that cardio side of things. Now, with that being said, you guys should be prioritizing your weight training. Now, here's why though. So number one, weight training is going to actually give you that look you desire. It's going to give you that look you desire. Like most of you guys, when you think about, you know, kind of getting in shape and that stuff, you think about that person on like the magazine, someone you see on, let's just say, like an Armani kind of commercial itself with those abs and a little bit of chest and some grit arms itself, right? Having that muscle. Now, if you guys just focus on the cardio side of things, that is not going to happen. You're not going to achieve that body, right? So if you guys focus on the cardio side of things over there, you're not going to get that body. You're going to end up what we call more skinny fat, right? So you're going to have a smaller body itself, but you're not going to have that muscle to give you that look, because muscle actually gives you that defining look. And a lot of people kind of lack this themselves, especially as a beginner, let's say like the teens themselves that kind of work out, is the first thing they do is they start cutting down. And they cut down and then they go like, I don't look the way I want to. That's because they didn't build that muscle underneath. Because remember, that fat's pretty much on top of the muscle. When you lose that fat itself, you're going to see that muscle a lot better. But if you don't have that muscle built up in the first place, which a lot of people think they do because they start to see these kind of outlines, but it's not true. That is all pretty much just fat. So you guys have to build that muscle in the first place itself. Focus on the weight training side of things to get that dream body yours. It's actually going to shape that body. And now two people weigh the exact same too as well. Like, let's just say, like Ronnie Coleman was like 300-pound bodybuilder, won the Olympia like 8 times, something like that, versus like the average 300-pound dude. Like you think 300 pounds, you usually think about like a fat person, but you don't think about that super jack Ronnie Coleman, who is like 8-time Mr. Olympia winner with these muscles that are so freaking big that, like, you know, it's hard to imagine them. So most people don't think about that when they think 300 pounds. Like you think of a 300-pound dude, right? But now if you have all that muscle over there, like I'm saying, it gives you that shape. Now, most of you guys don't want to look like that 300-pound bodybuilder itself. And, you know, 99.99999% of us can't anyways due to genetic factors. But nonetheless, the point was focus on the weight training side of things because that's going to give you that shape that you ultimately desire, right? Now, number two, with more muscle, you're going to have a higher metabolism. So it's about like 1 pound of muscle. You have burn an additional 30 to kind of 50 calories, right? So at rest, doing nothing, that's a key important thing. So each pound of muscle you have added on, it burns additional 30 to 50 calories at rest, doing absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. So right now, me sitting down versus someone that's the same size as me at 193 pounds, I like, you know, a little more fatter, I can burn a lot more calories because muscle is a lot more energy demanding. Just resting, doing nothing. So that's absolutely amazing because I get to eat more food too as well and get to keep in better shape or leaner, right? So that's why it's super, super important to build that muscle, especially for long-term running things. Versus the cardio side of things, you guys focus on that. The only time you really kind of burn those calories is when you're doing cardio, right? But now if you do HIIT cardio, that's a little bit different because you have the EPOC effect. Basically, HIIT cardio is like high intensity interval training. So you go run for like a minute and then you jog for a minute and you run for a minute, jog for a minute, then you have an EPOC effect. That's an exercise post oxygen consumption, which is going to burn more calories for the next 24-hour kind of basis. But with that being said, though, weightlifting kind of does the same thing, and I kind of touched on point number three. So with that being said, burn more calories at rest doing nothing. Think about it. If you add additional like 10 pounds of muscle to your frame, you can burn an additional 300 to 500 calories at rest doing absolutely nothing, right? So that's why I kind of factor in a big part of it too as well. Let's say when I get a new client, I get them sending me kind of photos and I kind of see like how much quote unquote muscle kind of have, kind of see, get relevant to kind of frame itself, see kind of like where I've kind of put the calories. Because most people that do come to me don't have a lot of muscle itself, which the calories would be lower. But now people who have been weight training a little bit longer and I can see that kind of size, their calories are usually a lot higher, right? And for myself too as well, my calories are a lot higher versus the average, you know, 193 other pound dude that would, let's just say, come to me because they have a lot more fat, right? Because I have all this muscle that's burning a lot more calories, but also my activity level is higher too as well. And all these factors come into play. But that being said, we're focusing on the muscle side of things. With more muscle, you burn more calories at rest, doing nothing. How great is that, right? How great is that to think you could do absolutely nothing, burn more calories just by having more muscle. And you look better too as well, having more of that dream body aesthetic look you like. Now, covering point number three. Why you should focus on weight training over cardio. Now, I'm going to touch on another point after this too as well. It's going to be not my top 3 points, but I'm going to touch a different kind of side view. So that being said, point number three is you're going to burn more calories even after your workout. Because think about it. Your body needs to recover. So it's going to need those calories to actually, well, it's going to burn more calories from your body because you have the elevated heart rate kind of after the workout. Your body's more stressed. And it's going to need to like consume more. It's going to need more energy to recover your body. So that's kind of how it needs to boost your metabolism or burns more calories after your workout. Because after your workout, your body needs those calories to replenish those muscle cells, get back the energy it needs. So you guys want to do a lot more strength training. Well, up to a certain extent, because rest days are important too as well. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, if you're not progressively overloading, right, adding more weight to that bar, doing more reps, then you're not going to be growing that muscle. And that's going to be counterintuitive. Point number two, right? Like, you know, with more muscle, it's going to burn more calories at rest. So if you can't gain that muscle in the first place, you can't burn those calories at rest. All right. So it's kind of a lot that goes on to it, but that's a big, big reason too as well why weight training is going to be better for cardio, for fat loss, burning more calories even after your workout itself. So that's absolutely huge. Think about that. All right. So last but not least, kind of covering on factor two is obviously a combination of both is going to be the best. Right, doing the weight training and also cardio. Now, if you're doing the cardio side of things, you want to do your cardio pretty much after the workout itself. If you do fasted cardio, then you have a gap, like let's say at least like an hour from your workouts or an hour and a half, and it was just light intensity, then that's fine. But like, you know, usually after you want to do majority of the cardio after the workout itself because you want to impair pretty much your training side of things, which when you impair your training side of things, it's lifting less weight because your cardio makes you more tired out. With those muscle side of things, so you guys really want to make sure that your cardio is not affecting weight training session, because if it affects weight training sessions, you can't go back to point number two, getting that muscle side of things to also improve some metabolism at rest. Hopefully that all makes sense. And also touch on point number one too as well, because you're not going to have that aesthetic look you desire if you're not going to build that muscle. So coming to the top three things we kind of covered, point number one is weight training is actually going to give you that aesthetic look you desire, right? Muscle shapes that body. Number two is going to be pretty much, what was point number two? I don't want to point number three. Well, hold up. Point number three was to burn calories even after your workout too as well, because you need those calories to punish your body itself. And now, oh yeah, number two is with more muscle, it's going to boost your metabolism. So focus on that weight training a little bit more. Do your cardio, majority cardio after your workouts, and let's go get the best body you've had ever for 2022. Let's fucking go. Coach Kev signing out.
That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in their 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So, if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWoo underscore. That is K-E-V-I-N-W-U-W underscore. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.